Now we're going to talk to some of the people whose homes are right where the attacks are happening, on both sides of the border. Earlier today, I spoke with Rivki Kaplan. She lives in Israel, in the town of Sfat. It's about 10 miles south of the border. Her home was damaged by a rocket yesterday.
We had been warned that there might be Katyushas, missiles in Sfat. I hadn't taken the warning seriously until I heard some tremendously loud crashes. I gathered my children together. I have five children. We were in the house. We rushed into the bomb shelter, and just then there was a tremendously loud crash. The windows caved in, the pictures fell off the wall, the plants fell off the shelves. My children were, as you can imagine, quite hysterical. I immediately called my husband, asked him what to do. He said, stay put. And then when the house started filling with smoke, I realized maybe that wasn't the best idea, so I quickly gathered my children and ran across the street to my mother-in-law.
Was anyone hurt?
In my particular neighborhood, thank God, nobody was hurt. There was a lot of damage, but just to the buildings, to the house, to property. But the most frightening experience was that later that evening, just as I put my kids to sleep and reassured them that everything would be okay and it was going to be quiet, about 10 to 8 in the evening, there was, again, tremendously loud booms. I immediately grabbed my children. I had put them to sleep in their beds, but I quickly grabbed them and put them into the bunker. And a couple minutes later, my husband called to tell me that his car had taken a hit and he was okay, but he was on the way to the hospital.
Now, did you
say, it was a very terrifying experience.
Did you say your husband was taken to the hospital?
My husband was, because about 8 o'clock in the evening, he was driving home. He heard loud crashes. He knew that there were other missiles hitting. He was trying to figure out where he should hide. He was in the car, so he pulled to the side of the road. Before he had a chance to make a decision, the car shook tremendously. The windows all blew out. His head just started gushing blood. So he pulled to the side of the road, hailed the next car that passed by, and they took him to the hospital.
Thank God
his wounds were just superficial, but it was a tremendous scare. He spent a few hours in the hospital where they assessed him. I joined him in the hospital for some of that time. As you can well imagine, the emergency room was total chaos. It was like a zoo. There were injured coming in and out continuously. And thank God he came home last night at about midnight.
Ms. Kaplan, I'm curious in your thoughts on Israel's response to Hezbollah's capture of these Israeli soldiers. What do you think about what's going on right now?
I think it's a story that you can't just look at this as a single incident. It's a continuous incident, and I think it's unfortunate because we see that the problem areas right now are particularly coming from the areas where Israel showed weakness. We showed weakness when we returned Gaza, we showed weakness 6 years ago when we retreated from Lebanon, and that was feeding into the terrorists. I think it's time for Israel to once and for all stand up for who they are and take care of their country and take care of their people. And whatever that involves, that's what they have to be doing right now.
Is it a bit of a conundrum, though, in taking care of their people? Are they also putting their people at risk? Your house was bombed.
That's correct. That's unfortunately the situation we've gotten into. I still feel strongly that Israel needs to do what needs to be done right now to establish himself as a strong, secure country.
Mrs. Kaplan, before we let you go, you noted that your husband was in hospital. He's doing better now. How are your children doing?
My children are quite scared. They're quite traumatized. They don't want to really leave me even to go to the bathroom. They want me to come with them. They keep asking me every couple of minutes, Ma, are you sure there's no Katyushas? How do you know there's no Katyushas? How do we know it's going to be quiet? I'm trying to be as calm on the surface as possible so that they should get that feeling that things are okay, that Mommy and Tati are in control. And I just pray. I pray to God that everything will be resolved.
Rivki Kaplan has taken her family to a summer camp outside Haifa to get away from the rockets. On the Lebanese side of the border, in the town of Qiyam, Hassan Youssef and his family also hope for a safe end to the conflict. Mr. Youssef and his wife and their children are holed up in a safe room in their home.
Overnight, there was a lot of airstrike, you know, almost the whole night. And you can hear the airplanes. It was very close, you know. And there was some shelling and bombing through the night. But until now, we didn't heard about any casualties.
Israel apparently is dropping leaflets throughout the area, telling residents to stay away from Hezbollah locations. Have you seen any of that?
No, because, you know, I don't, you know, take this chance to go outside and look. If this situation, you know, where I have been outside this protected room just to hand to bring some bread and other items, you know, food items.
Tell me about your family.
Yes, no, I have you know, a wife and four children. They are between 15 and 7 years old. This generation, you know, they didn't experience the war as I did, where you know I did experience it, you know, in 1976 and 82 and so on. So that's why they are terrified. They don't know where they can hold to. You know, it's very sad to watch that. You know, you can control you know.
We lost the phone line at that point and could not get back in touch with Mr. Youssef. Beirut has also been attacked by Israeli missiles. Mohammed Shublak's family lives in the suburbs. No one in his family has been injured. Even with his family's home under fire, he continues his support of Hezbollah.
I support because, like, when I see what's happening with the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank and how the Israelis are surrounding them, and, like, I believe that the resistance here is trying to say to Israel that, you know, no more, you can't do anything now. And, like, people are really upset of all this oppression, of all this aggression from the Israelis. And they're showing that they're strong, unlike what the Palestinians are now.
Mr. Shublak, when you talk to your neighbors and your family members, is there support or condemnation for Hezbollah and their actions?
Well, actually, there's like two opinions. Some people, they say that it's like ruining the economy, but others, and there are especially people who haven't like forgotten the years of which Israel occupied like a huge part of southern Lebanon. And people kind of, you know, have this connection with resistance, with freeing the captives, with you know, being strong against Israel because they believe in their cause.
That's Mohammed Shublak in Beirut. We also spoke with Hassan Youssef in Qiyam, Lebanon, and Rivki Kaplan in Sfat, Israel.